On today's show, Volkswagen could be forced to sell off brands, a big buyout in the battery business, and a very rare car stops by our studios. All that and more coming right up on Out of Line Daily. This is Out of Line Daily for October 20th of 2015. Volkswagen AG could come out of its cheating scandal as a smaller company. VW has 12 different brands, but some analysts believe the company is going to have to sell off some of those brands to pay for its emissions scandal. Bloomberg reports the cost of that scandal could hit $34 billion. Analysts point out that several of VW's brands are not core to its business, including Ducati, the motorcycle maker, as well as Lamborghini and Bugatti, which sell in very low volume. SEAT is another VW brand that is not profitable, but analysts say trying to close that one down would cause a boardroom fight with board members who represent unions. They also say VW has failed to find any synergies with its heavy truck companies, MAN and Scania, and believe that it'll have to spin them off too, but perhaps retain a stake in them. And so we could be on the verge of seeing the Volkswagen empire taken apart piece by piece. From Tesla's Gigafactory to GM's stunning announcement on the low cost of its new battery, we're seeing a lot of action in the EV battery business. But we didn't expect this announcement. The vacuum cleaner company Dyson just acquired battery maker Sakti3 for $90 million. Sakti3 is developing solid-state batteries, and Dyson had already invested in the company. CEO Anne-Marie Sastry, who you may remember from her appearances on Out of Line This Week, will remain with the company. Dyson will start using the solid-state batteries in its products within the next year or two, and will also open a factory to produce them, but it's not picked a location yet. Dyson also says it's open to licensing the technology, which can be used in electric cars. Still to come, if you're into golf, has Hyundai got a deal for you?
Auto Line Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Whenever somebody looks in the trunk of a car, a common question is, can you fit a golf bag in there? Obviously, golfing and cars go hand in hand. With that in mind, Hyundai is quite possibly offering the golf experience of a lifetime. The winner of the automaker's new sweepstakes will receive a trip to play in three different Pro-Ams with PGA Tour professionals. Travel starts off with the Hyundai Tour of Champions in Hawaii, then followed up by events in La Quinta and in San Diego, California. The package also includes a Genesis to drive around at each tournament, a new set of tailor-made irons, and invitations to all Pro-Am-related events. You can enter the running at HyundaiGolf.com and then start practicing at your local driving range. Koros, a Chinese joint venture between Chery Autos and the Israel Corporation, became the first Chinese automaker to receive a five-star crash rating in Europe with its Koros 3 sedan. And now the company is showing off its first mid-size SUV, the Koros 5, which was created by the company's design teams in Shanghai and Munich. We are impressed by the sleek styling, and of course, SUVs and crossovers are all the rage these days. So it makes all the sense in the world for Koros to come out with one of them. Coming up next, do you know what kind of car this is?
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
General Motors will report its third quarter earnings tomorrow. The analyst community expects the numbers to look pretty good, except for two things. GM will take a $900 million charge for the fine it had to pay to the U.S. Department of Justice over its ignition switch cover-up, and another $575 million for litigation related to that ignition switch defect. But analysts say GM's core numbers will look pretty good, with strong profitability in North America, moving closer to break-even in Europe, and a situation in China that's not as bad as originally expected. Merrill Lynch says GM stock price is currently undervalued, meaning it expects that price to go up. You never know what's going to show up in the Autoline garage. Yesterday, we had a most interesting car pay a visit. I'd never seen one of these things before, not even in pictures. Have you seen one? What do you think it is? And here's a clue. It's got an 848cc engine. If you know what it is, shoot us an email with your answer. Send it to viewermail@autoline.tv. We'll pick a name at random from the correct answers and send you some cool swag that we've got lying around the office. And then don't forget to tune into Autoline After Hours this Thursday. We'll have Don Manfredi, the Vice President of Marketing, and Justin Schroeder, the Chief Engineer for Roush Performance. They got something cool to show, and all I can say is you won't believe your ears. So join me and Gary Vasilash for some of the best gearhead talk in the business. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.